Investigators don't say yet what caused the February 10th crash, but Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University aviation expert Jerry Kidrick says there are likely two possibilities, either environmental conditions or a mechanical problem with the tail rotor, which failed to keep the helicopter from spinning.
He had a full load on board, and there were gusty wind conditions, and in those situations, the tail rotor, if it's subjected to a gust of wind or turbulence, it can lose its aerodynamic effectiveness.
The helicopter, operated by Papillon Grand Canyon Helicopters, crashed into a rocky wash while approaching a landing pad on Hualapai tribal land just outside Grand Canyon National Park. Three tourists and the pilot remain in critical condition. A full report is expected within a year. I'm Laura Morales in Flagstaff.